Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Make no mistake about it, guys. There are some dumb people in the world of sports. There are some very, very dumb people in the NBA. Now, you guys know I don't believe that LeBron James is a smart man whatsoever. I really don't. But however, I don't think LeBron is actually dumb enough to jeopardize his career and his money. Folks, what we're going to be talking about here in this video, this has to be a first for the NBA. I've never heard of anybody in the NBA actually getting banned for life. Well, that just happened, guys. It just happened. Now, this story was kind of hitting the airwaves, I guess, a few weeks back. This player for the Raptors, he's a forward, but he ain't playing no more. Jonte Porter. This moron got banned for life. Not very smart. Not very smart. Jeopardized his NBA career because he was actually gambling. Gambling on NBA games. And actually, in a way, kind of fits in some of the games by actually pulling himself out of games, giving info on his availability to, to bookies or whatever. Yeah, this is dumb, man. Not smart. These athletes, man, they're something else. This may be the dumbest athlete ever. Now, he probably has a gambling problem. I actually knew a guy with a gambling problem, man. So I kind of understand it. But still, at the end of the day, dumb. Absolutely stupid, man. Why would you actually jeopardize your NBA career over winning only a little bit of money? Folks, he didn't win much. He did not win much. I believe he only won he net profited $21,000. The average NBA player makes something like $9 to $10 million a year. I don't think he was getting that much. I mean, he's a role player. But still, why would you actually do that? He's 24 years old, and now he's pissed away his NBA career. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Look at this on the New York Post, man. Jonte Porter banned from NBA for life over bombshell gambling scandal. Dumb, man. Absolutely dumb. I'm not shedding any tears for this man. I mean, making it to the NBA, that is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Out of all the people that want to make it to the NBA, he made it. And now it's over very, very fast. It says the NBA has banned Raptors forward Jonte Porter for life after a bombshell investigation found he manipulated his participation in the game to influence the outcome of a bet and also bet on NBA games. The league found that Porter, 24, was disclosing confidential information to sports bettors and limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes. Porter, who split time between the Raptors and a G League affiliate, also placed at least 13 bets on NBA games from January through March of this year. Yeah, this dude has a problem. None of those bets included games in which he played. but he did bet a parlay that included a wager on the Raptors losing. Man. Before the Raptors on March 20th game, home game against the Kings, which Toronto lost 123-89, Porter informed someone he knew to be an NBA bettor about his health status. And another person associated with Porter put $80,000 on a parlay prop on unders for Porter in that game to win $1.1 million. Porter limited his own game participation to influence the outcome of one or more bets on his performance in at least one Raptors game, according to the NBA. The big man, whose older brother is a Nugget star, Michael Porter Jr., played just 3 minutes in that March 20th game, claiming he fell ill, which he probably didn't. He finished the game with 0 points and 2 rebounds, missing his long field goal attempt. Maybe he missed it on purpose. I don't know. The $80,000 bet was frozen and not paid out due to the suspicious activity, the lead said. Porter was found to have bet on NBA games through an associate's online betting account, ranging from $15 to $22,000. He bet a total of $54,094 across the 13 bets, getting paid out $76,059 for a net profit of $21,965. This man lost his NBA career over $22,000. Folks, this man may be the dumbest person in sports. Maybe the dumbest. Look here, it says, quote, "There's nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport, which is why Jontay Porter's blatant violations of our gambling rules are being met with the most severe punishment," NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in a statement. Now, we know that Adam Silver, man, when it comes to punishment, oh boy, he's soft. He's soft. But this right here was a layup. I mean, these sports leagues really don't play with gambling, you know, especially on the sport and even on your own game. They're not playing with this. Adam Silver didn't have a choice. But Adam Silver goes on, quote, "While legal sports betting creates transparency that helps identify suspicious or abnormal activity, this matter also raises important issues about the sufficiency of the regulatory framework currently in place, including the types of bets offered on our games and players. Working closely with all relevant stakeholders across the industry, we will continue to work diligently to safeguard our league and game." The NBA said its investigation into Porter remains open. Wow. Porter, native of Columbia, Missouri, went undrafted out of University of Missouri in 2019, but signed with the Grizzlies in 2020. He appeared in 11 games for Memphis during the 2020-21 season and was waived that season. Porter bounced around the G League before signing a two-way contract with the Raptors in December, appearing in 26 games for Toronto. Yeah, this man got an opportunity to live his dream, and now he's pissed it away. Dumb. Dumb. No sympathy, man. No sympathy for this guy. He blew it. He blew it, man. I mean, do you guys think this man is going to play anywhere? You know, especially with his gambling history now? I mean, what league would actually want this man? I mean, I'm dead serious on this, man. Where does he actually go from here? Completely dumb and stupid. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.